Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till... Where'd that come from? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Baer, the author of Utility, a book I highly recommend you. If you're trying to figure out how to make social media make sense in your small business out here on Main Street, please check out this book. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Utility, Y-O-Utility. By Jay Baer, B-A-E-R, and the subtitle is Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. And if I had to say one thing, Jay, that social media is really toned down a lot is the hype. It's a lot more real. It's a lot more Main Street. It's a lot more honest, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think it's a natural evolution of the technology. We're sort of getting to the point where it's not so much about, you know, should we do social media and is it going to change the world? I think we've already kind of gone past that. Now it's all right. How do we do it smart? How do we make money at this? How do we make sure it improves our businesses? So we're sort of past the hype and now we're onto the business effectiveness phase of evolution, which is good for us all.
Right. Well, let's talk about the three prominent ones right these days: Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. How do we decide? Is it either or? How do they cross collateralize? How do we know when one we should start with one and cross collateralize to the others? How do we do that?
I think it depends on what kind of business you are and what you're trying to achieve. But for most Main Street businesses, I would typically start with Facebook advertising, because the larger share of your customers are likely to be on Facebook. Approximately 60% of Americans who have an internet connection have a Facebook account, so right, more than half. Twitter is about 20%. Instagram is in there about 12%, something like that. Demographics a little different as well.
Right.
Twitter and Instagram are both going to skew
younger.
Why do you think
Facebook has a bigger participation than the other two?
I think it does more things, right?
More full featured.
What you can do on Twitter is you can tweet. What you can do on Instagram is show people pictures, right?
Yeah.
Facebook is almost like a mini website.
Yeah.
It can do a lot more things, and so a lot more people use it. And some of it's just momentum, right? So you get to the point where if you want to hang out with your friends, our friends are on Facebook. So even if you don't like Facebook, you go on Facebook just because you don't want to be the last man standing.
Right.
And a lot of my friends have done that. They sort of begrudgingly joined Facebook, and now you sort of end up with everybody.
Now so, you can't shut them up, right?
Yeah. Well, there's some truth to that. You get some of these people who are late adopters, and all of a sudden, like, what have I been missing? Like, I told you.
Right.
I told you 5 years ago. But that's okay. And the nice thing about all these technologies, Jim, is you can do... Well, Instagram, I shouldn't say, because Instagram advertising is not available yet for the small businesses coming in the next quarter. But for Facebook and Twitter in particular, you can do some pretty interesting targeting things, too. So if you only want to reach people in your town, if you only want to reach people in your town who are interested in healthcare, talking about Obamacare in the last segment, if you only want to reach people in your town interested in healthcare who already like your Facebook page, et cetera, you can do some very, very precise targeting so that you're not wasting dollars advertising and people don't care.
Doesn't Twitter even more targetable than Facebook?
Not natively, because Twitter doesn't allow you to advertise quite as much around.
No, but
things
I mean in terms
gender
of
gender,
in terms of getting a quick message out to people and having it, you know, really. I don't know. It just seems to me that Twitter is a pretty efficient way to reach out and touch people if they're following you.
That's right. Absolutely. Or if they're not, if you want to just advertise the people in your city, even if they're not following
right.
you can. Well, you can buy.
I guess the difference is you're talking about advertising, and I was just thinking about building community.
Absolutely.
If you're talking to your community, is Twitter any more efficient and laser like than Facebook?
I don't know that it's inherently more so. I think
okay.
what we find is that people typically gravitate towards one or the other just because they feel more comfortable in one or the other. And I recommend that for all small businesses,
right,
is find one or two platforms that you really feel good about, that you feel like you understand personally, and spend most of your time there. You're much better off doing one or two social media great instead of doing five social media crappy. That's my advice.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I saw something the other day that indicated that Twitter users are more heavily weighted toward men than women. Is that true?
I'm not certain about that. I think that is true. Facebook is definitely somewhat more heavily weighted to women, but it's not significant.
The only one that's
overwhelmingly different is Pinterest. Pinterest is the only one that's overwhelmingly tilted one way or the other. It's 75% women.
It's heavy. Yeah, exactly. I went there the first time I went there. I went through page after page of fingernail designs, you know, things like that.
Which
I loved, by the way.
For some businesses, it is an unbelievably great place to be.
Well, I like to feel pretty from time to time, Jay, so
I don't
check it out.
I don't blame
you. Okay, so Instagram, what about that?
Instagram, I think, is a terrific opportunity. As I said, it's not quite ready yet for small business. They've just experimented with some large corporations in the last
Why is it not ready for small business?
Well, what they're doing is they've never had advertising before at all. So what they did is they took a few major brands to experiment with it to just kind of see how much backlash, frankly, it would get for having ads at all, and what those ads should look like and how they should be marked in the stream so you know it's an ad.
You're talking about buying. I guess one thing that you and I have been talking about, I've been talking about the community building part of these services, and you've been also talking about the ability to literally place an ad and target
it
in a local market, like on Facebook.
That's right.
And you're saying the Instagram, even though you can use Instagram right now to build community, you can't quite advertise on it yet.
Not quite yet, but it's a great place to build community. It could be a documentary film of your own business.
I can see how that would be pretty cool. So, folks, as I've said in the past, and as I say in my new book, you must become a publisher of content. Tintail, right back with Jay Baer. His book is called Utility.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.